Carol Bew of the Women's Bookshop joins us now. Hi, Carol.
Hello, Lynn.
I read a review of this, describing the book you're about to review, saying yes. It was written with enough rage to fuel a rocket.
Yes, she said that herself, Mona Elta-Awi, yes. It's called The Seven Necessary Sins for Women and Girls, and she said that herself. I wrote this book with enough rage to fuel a rocket, yes. It's a very angry book in lots of ways, but it's very feminist. But it's also funny and invigorating and challenging. I mean, Gloria Steinem says in a review of it that reading it will free you, acting on it will free us all. So she talks all the way through about defying, disobeying and disrupting the patriarchy. And she's basically saying that women worldwide have had enough. And one of the things I loved about this book was its international spread. She doesn't just talk about Western feminism. In fact, Western feminists in many ways are privileged. She talks about women in many different countries and cites lots of examples. The seven sins are anger, attention, profanity, ambition, power, violence, and lust. And she said women must use all of those seven deadly sins, and they must use them to defy and disobey and disrupt the patriarchy. And she does one chapter on each of those topics. And it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating, and shocking in lots of ways. After the Me Too movement, she established the hashtag Mosque Me Too movement. She is a Muslim Egyptian woman, lives part of the time in New York now and part of the time in Cairo. She's actually married now to an American man, but for many years was a very quiet, obedient Muslim girl. She wore the hijab for 9 years of her life. When she was 15, she was covered completely in white from head to toe in a mosque in Mecca, and she was groped. And at 15, she couldn't say a word. At the age of 50, she and her husband were in Canada, and they were in Montreal, and they went to a club to dance. And she was dancing on a dance floor with her husband, and a man came up behind her and grabbed her buttocks. She was so outraged, she swung around. He tried to run away. She grabbed him by his shirt, and he lost his balance and fell over on the floor. So she sat on him and punched his face. And as she punched him, she said, "You will never touch another woman like that again." And men in the club looked at her husband and more or less were saying, "Do something about your woman." And he stood there and he said, "She's got it. He abused her. She knows what she's doing." And she's saying, we have to have the courage to do that. We have to give it back to them. We have to rise up everywhere and say, enough is enough. And in the light of, you know, the two murder cases that we've just had in New Zealand, it's everywhere. She cites an example in Pakistan of a woman who was strangled by her brother. Now, I've got that woman's name somewhere in my notes here. She was strangled by her brother in 2016 because she was too public, too out there. She was an attention seeker, they said. She was claiming her sexuality, and she became an embarrassment, not just to her family, but to her entire society. So her brother strangled her and thought this was a wonderful thing to have done, to silence her. Now, what Mona is saying is that women have been silenced in every culture in the world. We've been taught to be submissive and polite and apologise, and we must stop doing that. There's a wonderful woman, she cites, in Uganda, a woman called Stella Nyanzi, who is embarrassing the absolutely appalling dictator. And I mean, the appalling men who are in power all over the world is one of the topics she's dealing with. Museveni, is that his name? I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. And his wife, Mama Janet, who is equally bad, I gather. And Stella Nyanzi is a university professor in Uganda, she's an epidemiologist with a PhD in sexuality and queer studies. She's in a very dangerous position in Uganda, but she uses her words to get at him. She does it through articles she writes, through Facebook posts and so on, and she's a thorn in the side of him. And she writes an amazing thing about his buttocks, and I won't say on national radio what she writes. You need to read the book to say what she says about the president's buttocks. It's very rude. And there's a whole issue for her about menstrual pads in Uganda and girls who can't go to school or work because they don't have menstrual pads, so they have to stay home. And the president and his wife said, well, there's no money. You know, we're creaming off all this money for ourselves and our mates, but there's no money for menstrual pads. So she started this whole movement, Pads for Girls, UG, Uganda, and crowdfunded and raised enough money to provide pads for 1 million girls. And she keeps doing, she got thrown in jail, and she does periodically. She's accused of offensive communication and cyber harassment of the president. And she's an absolute thorn in his side, and it's wonderful. And I think he sounds rather like Trump, actually.
Was there a chapter? We've just got a minute or so left. Yeah, was there a chapter that really spoke to you, Karen?
Oh, they all do. I mean, I think the attention one, where she gets up at a... She gets invited to speak, Mona Iltaawi, at all sorts of major conferences and international events and so on. And when she, and I can't say probably on national radio what she says, but when she gets up to the podium, wherever she is, the first thing she says is, "F the patriarchy." And everyone goes, "Oh, goodness me, oh." And she says, "Oh, goodness, you're all so shocked because women are not allowed to use words like that. We're supposed to be polite." And so profanity and seeking attention is one of the ways that she says we can take our power back. And she recognises that patriarchy is damaging to men and boys as well. And she says, you know, we must learn to socialise boys to take responsibility and girls to be assertive. And we must end this whole patriarchal attitude that men have towards women, the misogyny that exists in societies throughout the world.
Carol Bew, thank you very much. Carol from the Women's Workshop. I think we can take from that review, wildly enthusiastic about The Seven Necessary Sins for Women and Girls by Mona Iltaawi. It's published by Hardy Grant, and the recommended price is $40.